You can click the study materials icon and find it.
Our work is entirely in faith above reason. What is faith above reason? To rise each time to the next degree of the perception of reality, the feeling of reality, feeling the general reality inside of it, inside of this force that is organizing it, the force that is putting it together, which is the Creator. This is how we need to advance. This means that from Malchut to Bina, that place that we have attained to some extent with love, with bestowal coming out of ourselves, this is called faith. We hold on to it, we feel ourselves in it, and we further rise on top of that new will to receive that awakens in us each time to yet another new degree, meaning to the degree of Bina, faith above reason. And this is how it is each and every time. And all of the spiritual degrees are built in such a way on that, on faith above reason, faith above reason. And each time the degree of faith that we have attained becomes reason. This is why anyone who is going on these degrees becomes wiser, more clever, understanding more, seeing and feeling more, because even though he's rising above his reason, however, he's rising to the degree of faith that then becomes his new reason. This is therefore why anyone who is following this method becomes wiser, more clever, understanding and feeling more, opening up for himself more and more horizons, whereas one who does not rise with faith above reason, he becomes more, how shall I put it, more attached to his own stigmas, to his earlier view, and he truly holds on to the reason of the lower one. That is, there is the reason of the lower one upon which we rise through faith. Sorry, the reason of the upper one that we hold rise through faith, and the reason of the lower one that we stay with, if you don't rise to faith above reason, then we just stay connected to whatever we have, and we're afraid of letting go of that. This is what we see with people who are very much connected to their own opinion. Devout people. And you have also those in the middle, which is not this way or that way. All in all, there are three approaches. And we have the approach that we must constantly rise above our nature to the spiritual nature. It is called from reason to above reason. This is why the Creator created the will to receive, in order for us to have work each time, according to our choice, according to our effort, to rise above our desire. And how do we rise? If we prefer the desire of the group, of the ten, the collective desire, which is actually the Creator's desire, because as it says, I dwell among my own people. If we prefer his desire, his view, his reason instead of our reason, this is how we can rise each time from degree to degree. And that is the matter of the spiritual degrees. We start to discover them. We start to discover the reason inside of each degree. And above this reason, we rise. And there, we also discover reason on a higher degree. And this is how we ascend. And therefore, everything is built on our will to receive. The Creator says, I created the evil inclination. By that, he gave us an opportunity so that we can rise above our reason, above our desire, to a desire which is higher. And this is how each time we then attain higher degrees. And what was yesterday with faith. Today, meaning regarding the degree, yesterday and today, it's not about that they are ordinary day and night. These are just two states. What was my reason? I rise above it, and I go in the opposite way from it. And I attach to the group, I attach to the Creator, instead of being adhered to myself. And then it is considered that I am on the degree of faith, on the degree of Bina, above the degree of Malchut, above myself. And when I adhere to that degree becomes for me my reason. Specifically, I rose above my previous reason through faith, being above reason. The force of Bina elevates me from Malchut number one to Malchut number two. And later on, an even greater force of faith raises me from Malchut number two to Malchut number three. And this is how I rise. And this is how I rise and rise and rise. So I always have a greater will to receive, which is mixed with Bina. And this way I acquire degrees of reason, meaning one who ascends in such a way with faith above reason, he actually becomes more clever, wiser, feeling and seeing more, and the world of Bina opens up for him, the world of faith. Bina is called godliness, God. And that way, we begin to feel reality which is above us. As it says, you shall see your world in your life. Everything is ahead of us. And just with that method of rising from degree to degree, by going above our reason with faith, against our reason, on the degree of bestowal, on the degree of love, on the degree of connection, always through connection between us, we reach our next degree. We did something, we connected to some extent, we felt it, we latch on to an even higher degree through connection, and this is how we rise. There's a lot to talk about here, because the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is actually in this action of rising each time to faith above reason. And even when we depict to ourselves the form of the Partsuf, so again, when we build the Partsuf above my will to receive, when the upper light comes to the will to receive. Oh, if we can actually show what I drew here.
Oh,
that's it. So, this is the will to receive, right? Below is the ratzon, the desire. Direct light comes. Oh, yashar, direct light comes from above. It wants to enter the desire. However, here I place a restriction screen and reflected light, and I want to push it back. And then by rejecting it, pushing it back, I establish a condition here that I want to be only in rejection, not receiving inside, not to receive it inside, but rather to reject it. And then through this rejection in the reflected light, or Hosea number two, inside of this light, I begin to feel spirituality. Here is the upper world. And this is what I feel. Upper world. Here I feel the upper world, the Creator. And therefore, what am I trying to say? I would like to say that all of our work is as much as we will develop the kli of faith above reason. Accordingly, I can feel the spiritual world, the Creator, and myself in a way that is eternal, and I elevate myself from the animate degree. On these degrees down below, it is the still vegetative and animate, and on that degree here, it is Adam. Here we have Adam. The speaking degree. This is the difference between this world and or that world and our world. The lower world. Well, let us... Yep.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот когда я отталкиваю от себя и хочу отраженный свет выстроить, это значит, что я
yes, dear Rav, в мысли желания товарища. When I reject out of myself and I want to build reflected light, it means that
well, there is nothing else. It's either you or the society. If it is you and you remain you and the most important is you, then you remain in this world. And if you build this form of reception or perceiving reality in the group, in the ten, outside of you, where the Creator is, and the Creator is in the ten. The ten is, all in all, is the kli where He is. Then by that, you are building a state in which you discover the world that exists outside of you. Yes?
А вы сказали, что потом мы приходим ко второй Малхут, к третьей. Это что вы имели в виду?
You said that after that we reach the third, the second Malchut. What does that mean?
It's that what you attain now with faith, with the force of bestowal, when you attain the group and the Creator and something... Where in that force of bestowal you start to feel a new reality, that later becomes for you your world. Meaning that degree of Bina that you have now attained, you rose from Malchut to Bina, now you're already there. And then you elevate yourself to a higher degree, and that way through 125 degrees until the end of correction. And along the way, you discover five Pertufim, and all of these five Pertufim, each five Pertufim connecting into a world. So you have five worlds, five Pertufim in each world, five worlds, and this is the entire ladder of degrees from here to the end of correction. However, on each degree, you have, besides that, meaning the three degrees in which you have to rise, which means that you do not acquire the degree at once. You're included in it, and later on, you join it as a small one, as an infant, and then you acquire it as an adult, a grown-up. By that, you conclude the degree, and then you can rise to the next degree. So there is a ladder here, but each time the degree that you have attained helps you to rise to the next degree.
Rav, buongiorno. Questo procedimento accade ogni momento che noi raggiungiamo un certo una certa connessione con la decina, da uno stato di
so every time we reach a certain measure of connection in the ten, from a positive state, positive sensation, gladness, joy, we reach a state of a lack of connection, corporeality, so again we need to jump above reason, is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. And if you do it each time, you will see how much you're gaining by it. And as much as possible, try to be above the negative feeling. Do not cancel it, but rather be above it. And then you will see how much you can then step forward, left, right, and this is how you can advance.
Boker Tov, Rav. Boker Tov, Havarim. I have a question about the drawing that you made. The light that comes from the Creator, that direct light, the part that's returned becomes that reflecting light, but isn't there a portion of that light that manages to get by the Masak because the created being has reached somewhat of equivalence of form with the Creator and can internalize that light?
The inner light, well, it's when we decide what are we going to receive in order to bestow. Light number two is when we entirely reject the first light, right? The first light comes, the first light that comes, we reject it entirely. Later on, we check how much can we receive in order to bestow. And that part, we admit it, we allow it to get in. And this is called inner light. So we have direct light, reflected light, and inner light. We will study these things. The most important for us is to just to get hold of this issue of this technique, this technology of faith above reason. These drawings, I think everybody understands it. Everybody went through the preface and they learned it. But now we have to actualize it inside within us. So all in all, that light that I decide of how much can I receive inside in order to be in equivalence with the host, as he wants to give to me, how much can I give to him by receiving, following the rejection. So according to that, I build my relation to him. All in all, what I discover is, I discover how much I am going with the force of rejection above the force of attraction. By this, I build my upper world. Well, last one, let's say PD 25, and then we will go to the excerpts.
The degree of Bina that we attain, is it felt in the group's vessel or in my personal vessel?
It is felt in the vessel of bestowal, and in that there is both me and the group. It cannot be that I will reach rejection, the correct rejection, and later on I'll receive something in order to bestow if I'm not connected to the 10. I will not be able to organize this form by myself. I must be in the... I didn't understand.
The same degree of Bina, the spiritual degree you described now, the whole degree will share it. Yes? Share the attainment of it.
No. You see, now you're asking in a different way. You're asking, are we all in the 10 doing this work together? Not necessarily. Well, not yet. Now, in the meantime, we're talking about how each one, according to how much is included in the 10, how much he receives from the 10, that common force, the force of rejection of the direct light and the force of connection. In between them, accordingly, each one arranges, according to his exertion, he arranges for himself this his own individual form. But later on, well, not now, but we're still not even in Ibur, in conception. But later on, we will start to check between us. We will start to feel between us, how do we build a common desire? And then out of the connection between us, we will start to discover how much between us a common force is created, a common desire, when there is connection between us, through our participation, and out of that, out of these 10 parts, we will start to build a partsuf. And out of that, we will have Ibu, conception, and then Yenika, suckling, and then Mochin. But in the meantime, we don't yet feel it. We need to yearn to build between us that state. Yes.
Thank you.
Rehobot 10.
Good morning, Rav. My question is, how do I build the Tzimtzum, the restriction in the 10?
I build the restriction in the 10 in that I don't want to receive anything for myself, but only to bestow to the entire 10 towards the connection between us. I only think about that all day, and only in that I depict my spirituality. Okay. All right, so let's go to 41.
Excerpt 41 from Labash's article concerning above reason. One must say that, quote, now I see that the real way to is to actually go above reason. And the evidence of that is the fact that now I have been rewarded with some illumination from above, only because I have taken it upon myself to go above reason. This is why I was rewarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. End quote. And this illumination that he has now received gives him an answer to all the questions.
That is, now he sees that the fact that he went not according to his mind, but according to what Kabbalists say, to connect with the friends, to rise above his own ego, to think about the collective, about the whole world, the whole group, towards bestowal, towards connection. This specifically helped him now to be in a state where he understands better, he feels more, he sees that he advanced in the direction of spirituality. He understands a little bit more how the Creator behaves with him. Yes?
It turns out that this testifies to the above reason,
that this way was the right one, to go on the degree of Bina with his eyes shut, meaning without his intellect.
Thus, what should I do now so I will continue with above reason? There is only to overcome and to start looking for ways to dress his work in above reason.
Now he knows that he has only one thing, one way to go in all the time, to discover reason and go above it, to discover reason and go above it. Meaning each time the egoistic desire is revealed and he has to go above it in the direction of connection. Yes?
It turns out that by that he did not blemish his faith at all, since he was walking in it before he was rewarded with any illumination from above. Since even now, he is not receiving the illumination as a foundation on which to build the structure of his work. Rather, he is taking the illumination as a testimony that he is on the right track, that he is in faith above reason.
Meaning it's not that now it gives him some confidence that he was working correctly, but rather he simply sees that that is the way. And of course, on the next step, again, he would have to go with his eyes shut, not to rely on whatever he knows and he understands and what he had before, but rather, again, to cling to a higher degree of faith, meaning to the degree of bestowal, to an even greater connection, which is even farther from his ego.
Only in this form of work does the Creator bring a person closer to him and gives him room to draw near to him, since this nearing will not let him fall into the vessels of reception, which are called within reason, since the Creator sees that he is trying to go only above reason.
This is how we need to try to go, to walk, and to not be afraid that it's irrational, illogical. How can it be? How come I will perform such an action which is above our intellect, but rather specifically those who want to expand their intellect to make it bigger, they have to go in such a way towards faith above reason, something that is the opposite of the intellect. It is above the intellect. And then my intellect grows to the degree of Bina. The more I rise to the degree of Bina, I seemingly pull my intellect also up to the degree of Bina. And then I become wiser. Whereas one who is not going above reason, but rather within reason and even below reason, he becomes more fanatic, more limited. And this is what we see with many people. But we have such and such. We see that people also come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And if they are not persistent on going along together with everyone and nulling themselves towards bestowal and connection, then they drop to below reason and they become religious, let's say. They fall into all kinds of...
Yes, hello, Rav. Hello, Rokely. If... In this, when we come to this state of dropping below reason to, in order to search on how to elevate above reason, is this in specifically where the development occurs?
Development takes place above reason. When I acquire it and I stand on it, and then in that place I start to feel what is it that I've attained, the connection between Malchut and Bina. These two things are what give me the feeling, the understanding. The understanding and the feeling of connection with spirituality, with the upper force. However, in these states, there are many degrees, and it's not that from the very first degree that we start to feel that we're connected with the upper force. It's like a child when he's born, a baby. What does he understand? What does he feel? He doesn't even know how to use his hands and legs or anything. He can't even see. He doesn't hear. And bit by bit, within him develop the kelim, the vessels, and he starts to then enter the world, and he starts to have mutual interconnection with us. And this is how it is with us in the upper world. Now, we are just before our opening up to the upper world. So until we will reach a state where we will start to feel that we are in the upper world, it will take a few such times, a few such actions by us, and then we will start to discover it gradually, to feel it. And those first few degrees are called the degrees of Ibu, conception. And it's not conception where we think of like an embryo within his mother, that he doesn't feel anything, it's just a piece of a mass of flesh. It's not the same with us. We, even in the Ibu, we know, we feel, we understand something. How do we exist inside of the upper one? How does the upper one control us? As it says that an embryo within the belly of his mother sees from one end of the world to the other, and he discovers a lot. So Ibur in spirituality is also revelation of the upper force towards that embryo. Well, let's hope we will reach that.
Раф, как приучить себя к тому, чтобы вера стала незыблемой основой в работе, потому что
how to ищет доказательства. Habituate myself so that faith becomes a foundation, a set fixed foundation in the work.
Well, don't wait for it that faith will be always invited to within you, just like your ego, just like your reason. No, that will never be. You will always have to fight in order to elevate yourself above. This struggle will always be there, and always faith will be higher, and you will have to perform actions, use means in order to reach it. And the main action is in the group. If you depict the group as being above you, then when you will come out of yourself and enter a connection with the group, by that you are already performing an action in order to enter into faith instead of your reason. Let's put it this way. The reason of the group, if there is a group and it is connected, then the reason of the group is your degree of faith. And your degree, that's your reason. The degree of the group, that is faith. This is why each time incorporating in the group, this is how you can always truly, without cessation, even rise to the degrees of faith until you will start to discover it with your own senses and to feel it and to control it.
Good morning, Av. Good morning, World Kli. The question is, how can we accelerate the rise from degree to degree?
Only through connection between us. We can
By what do we merit going above reason?
By annulling before the friends. Of that, we also annul before the Creator, and we start to feel, what does it mean, annulment? And how, with all of our desire, we can annul. In practice, this is how it happens. You have, even in this world, all of the systems that you can use in order to reach faith above reason, through actions of this world. Yes.
Seder. Ashdod 10.
Ashdod 10.
Toda raba, Rav.
Thank you very much, Rav. I want to ask, in a practical sense, if inside of the 10 I'm being complimented and helped, do I need to perform a restriction, screen, reflected light on this?
Rav, нам дают новую ступень через выяснение, сопротивление, даже ненависть десятки.
We are given a new degree through the scrutiny of the resistance and even hatred.
Спасибо.
So how to work correctly with this coarseness and not go into personal issues?
Well, we need to help each other. Each shall help his friend in order to give an example of how much I have inside of me rejection from the group, but I nevertheless rise above it and I do connect with them. That's it. So specifically, these two forces, the force of rejection and the force of attraction that I develop above the rejection, these two forces, I need to scrutinize them, emphasize them, and also show them to everyone as an example, that so that they can see it. And in such a way, also, that I can learn this from the group. Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. У меня такой вопрос. Насколько я понял, вот на сегодняшнем уроке, вот мое...
If I understood it correctly,
а я должен перенести мое зрение...
My desire turns towards the light, and I have to shift my sight not towards the light, but towards the clay that needs to be filled with the light, shift my focus. So if we all do it in a group, it awakens a spiritual ascent. So how can I control this leverage, this technological method, like you said.
You all need to give each other an example of how each one wants to help the other. That's it. Even if you don't want to and there's no opportunity to do it, regardless, you need to act it out. It's the only way for you to advance quickly. Don't wait until the Creator brings down to you all sorts of states where you reject each other, you grow distant. Don't wait for that, no. Do it the other way around, before discovering such states. That is called I awaken the dawn, where as if it's darkness, as if these are bad states, I already begin to discover that I want to be connected to them above that. Yes?
Tov, yes lanu imkach mak 6.
Рав, как человек может показать Творцу, что хочет идти верой выше знания?
Рав, how can a person show the Creator that he wants to go with faith above reason?
He doesn't count on his own reason, but on what the Kabbalists say and write, and he tries to do what they write. Petah Tikva 5.
Рав, אני שם לב ש...
Rav, I notice that in the 10, in the work, the feeling is not that I'm within reason, now please help me to rise above it, as he writes in the articles, but rather you always feel the righteousness of the path, that you have the articles supporting you, you have Rav supporting you, etc. How can we truly help each other to find that place of above reason? Is it only through example from afar, or
no, but you can describe to yourselves a state where you're all connected. You have this concept of the center of the group, that you feel you need to be there with heart and soul. So help everyone be just there, to feel that you're there in a single desire, a single thought, a single sensation. Try it. That's the main.
Rav, according to how I feel in going above reason, there is a feeling that you're entering a process that you don't know when it will end. Sometimes you succeed more in it, sometimes you succeed less. And as a result of it, many times there are inner tensions. How can we cope with them correctly?
I'm not looking for some goal that's greater than to be in above reason right now. It means that right now I adhere to the Creator. That's it. I don't plan ahead 1,000 states. It's only this state that I want to be in, and that's it. And when I'm in it, I don't need anything else besides. And you see a ladder, more degrees in front of you, and so you're not, it's not spiritual. Spiritual means that I feel that I'm in wholeness, in the wholeness that I've now attained. Latin 1.
Rab, ¿cómo puedo yo dar un buen ejemplo a los amigos? ¿Qué es un buen ejemplo?
Rav, how can I give a good example to the friends? What is a good example?
A good example is like what the Rabash writes, where I surrender before the friends like a zero before the one. I make sure that everyone is connected. I'm willing to serve them so they are as together as they can be, and that's it, so on. That's called a good example. You can see what Labash writes about the group. You need to go over what he writes again.
Again, excerpt 42. It is only because he had had prior preparation by taking upon himself the above reason. This means that through engagement in the Kut, he attached himself at the root. By this, he was awarded reason. Meaning that the reason he has obtained by the discernment of faith was a true revelation. It follows that he appreciates primarily the above reason. And he also appreciates the reason that he has now been rewarded with the revelation of his names to extend abundance. This is why now he should strengthen further through reason and take upon himself a greater above reason. As the Vekut in the root occurs primarily through faith. And this is his whole purpose. This is called reception. That is the reason he extended in order to bestow, and by which he will be able to take upon himself faith above reason to the greatest extent in quantity and quality.
Yes? Each time, the ascent through the degrees of the ladder, from here to the end of correction, which we have to accomplish, coming out of this world, which is the zero degree, to the first degree, which is spiritual, and so on, or rather, and onwards, it's all by us attaching ourselves to Bina, from Malchut to Bina, from Malchut to Bina, and so more and more. And when we rise that way, we rise to a degree of understanding, to a greater degree of reason. Because Bina comes from the word Havana, understanding. And so, the fact that we don't want to remain with our previous reason, but rather want new reason, that's what elevates us more and more. The new reason is faith. And the previous reason becomes something which is factual. And then we always elevate ourselves through faith. We raise ourselves from reason to reason, from reason to reason. It's called know the Lord your God and serve Him. Always that way. The power of faith, the Bina, which we add to our will to receive, that helps us. It makes us able to understand better, to feel the Creator better, because He is the power of bestowal. So you add Bina, the power of bestowal, to Malchut, and the more we do so, the more we can come to resemble the Creator, to feel Him, to understand Him, to adhere to Him. And that's the meaning of so as to disconnect from it and to rise above it and integrate in Bina. It's this way. I integrate in Malchut, Da'at, reason. I then integrate with above reason, the power of Bina, but I'm with the Malchut. I cannot be rid of it, but this Malchut is restricted in me. I don't use it right now. Right now I want to use only the power of bestowal, only the power of Bina, but Malchut is within me. It determines the degree of faith in which I am. And then I integrate with the power of Bina, and when I acquire the power of Bina, by that, I can join Bina and Malchut together and elevate myself to a higher degree still. And so each time I flip-flop like that between degrees, it's difficult to put into words. The truth is, the same processes, they happen in our world also. They just don't require of us active, conscious participation. But any form of life, form of existence, even inanimate objects, much more so with the vegetative and animate, and in the brain, various tissues, regardless of where, it's always that way. You have kind of exchange, interaction between Malchut and Bina, Bina and Malchut. It's always, that's how it, everything advances. But here, it's required of us to do it with our own inner form, with the powers that work on us, so that we can acquire them and rise to the degree of the forces that operate on us, and to rise above this degree of the still vegetative and animate. So we become active, becoming as God, knowing good and evil.
The transition between one degree and the other, is that continuous, or is there a detachment and falling to the next malchut?
We always have a pause, but it's a pause in a constant. It must be like that. Between degree and degree, you have a fall into Ensof. The Shimot, which change, well, everything seemingly returns to Malchut Ensof and back, Malchut Ensof and back. We don't feel it, but that's how the system works. Well, it will come.
Rav, per passare da Malchut in Bina, dove devo concentrare i miei pensieri? Perché durante la giornata sono in tanti diversi pensieri.
Where should I focus my thoughts? Because throughout the day I'm in many thoughts.
I think that if you bring yourself back to the group, and want to find the power of connection through this actively in practice, and also you want the upper force to be revealed, the Creator who arranged for you the whole ten and the system, for him to be revealed as the power that connects everyone, you don't need anything more. You don't need anything more, because there you discover everything through to the end of correction.
Volga.
Раф, для того, чтобы вот четче себе представить относительно десятки, еще раз поясните, пожалуйста.
In order to depict it yourself and with respect to the ten, again, if you can explain it, what is the feeling of Malchut and what is the feeling of Bina in relation to the ten?
Malchut is my knowledge, my feeling, my sensation of the reality in which I'm in. That is called Malchut, meaning the self. Where I exist and I feel and I understand and everything I have. This world, in short, my world, the present one, it is called Malchut. When I want to rise to the degree of Bina, where I describe all of my reality, I see it within myself, right? It's not that we have any reality outside of us. There's nothing outside of us. It's all inside of us, in our own vessels, as we learn from the perception of reality. So I need to perceive, to describe a more true reality, meaning that I will grasp, I'll perceive this whole reality as being very tightly bound to a single force, the force of bestowal, residing in it, dwelling in it, and I'm in that. That's how I grasp it. It occurs within me. That's what I want to describe. So, or you could put it differently. The world is shattered. You have a pandemic, all sorts of nonsense happening. It's destroyed, ruined. And I depict it as not being so. The power of Bina, the Creator, dwells in it. But I cannot see it. As it's written, they have eyes, yet they do not see. So I'm in a perfect world, an interconnected world, the end of correction. But if it appears to me that it is not so, that is the gap between me in my mistake, in my egoistic desire, the gap between that and the true state which I need to attain, which exists, but I do not attain it. And so that's the gap between Malchut and Bina.
So you can envision it that way. Soon everything all comes together and you will see. Another step and another. It's like a baby starting to open up his senses, starting to perceive the world. And so gradually it all accumulates and aggregates into.
Thank you, Rav, for the explanation. We wanted to ask, how do you then separate the sparks in Malchut from the Guf?
What is the Guf, the body?
Yeah, Rav, you said that we learned today in this lesson that in the shattering of Adam Harishon, there are sparks of Bina in Malchut. So we wanted to ask, with the explanation you just gave, that we're already in above Rizin, we wanted to ask, how do we separate the sparks of Bina, which is in Malchut, from the Guf in the body?
Bina, שנמצאים במלכות, מהגוף.
לא צריך להפריד שום דבר. זה הכל עבודה של...
You don't need to separate anything. It's all the work of the upper lights. You don't understand anything about it and you cannot perform it. You're asking about things which are not in your hands. If you feel all these things to the finest detail, all those powers and forces inside, and you still have such questions from your actual life now, because you know how to do all this and you know why you need all these things for your life, then you'll do it. For the time being, don't ask about things which don't pertain to you for the time being. Ask about what we need to do, otherwise you'll never reach spirituality. What you all need now is simply to achieve a connection between you where you can feel the power that connects you together, which is between all of you, the power of the Creator, which is within the group. That's the first thing we have to attain.
Good morning. A question from my friends. How can I feel that I am rising up the ladder?
According to the heartfelt connection between you and the friends, that's the only thing you can measure and influence and attain, and even to measure soon.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вопрос от товарищ Десятки.
Hello, Rav. A question by a friend in attend. Throughout the day, we are going to meet other attends from the world. Klee, how will this meeting help us reach faith about reason?
Discuss it. Read those excerpts together and discuss it. That's the best. And you will see how you'll feel more and more new discernments.
Здравствуйте, Рав, товарищи. Как мне научиться завидовать, если я вижу в товарищах стойкое намерение
Hello. Объединиться? How can I learn to be jealous, to be envious? If I see in the friends the intention to connect,
you need to see how all your friends are connected together much more than you are connected to them. And you need to be worried about why you don't have this envy for that. Because as they connect, their engagement in connection, by that they build a vessel for the revelation of the Creator. So it may be that very soon, or maybe already, they feel the Creator being between them. Maybe in a kind of foggy way, but you're completely outside of that.
Rab, ¿qué diferencia hay entre anular la razón y esconder la mente y el pensamiento ante los amigos?
Rab, what is the difference between annulling reason and hiding the intellect and the thoughts from the friends?
I
don't need to hide anything. I just need to reveal, to disclose love. I need to reveal connection and my willingness to be in the group. Just don't jump on their heads, right? Don't pressure them too much. You have such people who constantly need to show how they're... No, in a normal way, where the main thing is for us to consistently act in the direction of our...
Hello, we're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 2, chapter 4, Hestatlut Imit, Inner Observation, number 51, search for... Once we learn the 4 degrees in the will to receive. You can find the study materials in the Arvut system under study materials or in our website. You can also ask questions on kab.tv.
We don't think that Tess, the study of the Ten Sefirot, is something extremely vast, confusing for us. You can see how Baal Sulam advances in a very discreet way, explaining each and every element and detail in the structure of our soul, because we're studying the structure of the soul, how to open the soul up in order to feel the Creator inside it, which fills it. A true way, but only in a partial way.
Balasulam writes here about the complete equivalence about in relation to this complete perfection of every degree.
Yes, you don't have a single tiny individual detail that's not as important as all the rest of the details, the elements. That's the part of... That's the spiritual wholeness. We don't understand it exactly, but it's impossible to cut off some part of reality and say, ah, it's fine, you still have a lot, more or less. No, by habit, that's how we think, but in actuality, in spirituality, there's nothing partial in spirituality. If you take out a single gram from the billions of tons of spirituality, then spirituality.
So, Pchina Dalet, phase 4, after the restriction, she decides that she's receiving as much as possible in order to bestow, and thereby she basically opens herself up, but she doesn't open up the restriction to receive into herself. It's only to receive for the host. It's a different style of reception. It's a different condition altogether that I examine myself. How much can I receive in order to bestow? How much can I receive through reflected light, through the intention to bestow? How far can I put the pleasures into the reflected light, doing so only for the host? In that way, I'm willing to open myself up and receive. And then this reception is not considered reception, but rather bestowal. Because even though I take some refreshments from the host and I eat it, I feel in that how much pleasure I bring to the host by receiving pleasure from him, meaning I feel double the pleasure here. One time, because the host wants to bring me pleasure. And the other time, another time, because how much I receive for him is how much I bring him pleasure. And by that I enjoy. I enjoy bringing pleasure to the host. So, my malchut, my will to receive, expands by that. It becomes greater. To what extent? To the extent that I can give back and bestow to the host. So it's not the same malchut. It's not the same light. It's not the same calculation as before. This is something completely new that I now receive in order to bestow to the host. I have new light, new kli, and a completely new feeling of what's between my reception and what's between me and the host.
Not clear how Malchut can calculate after the Tzimtzum and know how much she can bestow to the host.
She has reshimot. That's a correct question, but she has reshimot.
From where?
From receiving, first of all. Malchut of Ensof received all the light, meaning the light that the host wants her to receive, she has received. For all of this light, she has reshimot. She made a restriction. And then the light departed because there's no coercion in spirituality. And now because the host nevertheless implores and says, please receive as much as you can, just something. I agree with anything. And then she makes a calculation of how much it can receive. And the calculation is with the same light that she had, with the same desire that she had, with the same restriction that she made. And now she's going to receive in order to bestow because she has all the data. Now, that light, how much can I receive and keep myself in doing it only for the host? So now I'm weighing not the pleasure, but rather what kind of pleasure I had in receiving to myself. Now, what kind of pleasure I want to have in bestowing to the host. In bestowing to the host, and I have to weigh all of this now, all of these things, and see how much can I receive, but not for myself, only for the benefit of the host. Where I seemingly I give. It's like the example of the ring that we learned about, and other examples, where I actually give to the host and not receive, even though I am receiving, but that reception is only in order to give. So it's not reception, it's giving. It's my way of giving. So how much can I do that? And another question. Now that I bestow to the host, I have pleasure from bestowing to him. And that pleasure too, I have to take it in order to bestow. And that's a big pleasure. And I haven't made a calculation for it before. So there are many more calculations for us to look into here.
And we're not speaking about that?
That does not require restriction. Pleasure of bestowal is permitted.
How do we call it? What's its name in Tess?
That is the reflected light itself.
The pleasure from bestowing?
Of course. What do you mean? Of course. The pleasure is the reflected light. It's bestowing to the host. It's attaining the host. It's entering the host. We are connecting in what is called.
So after he eats from the meal, he has to perform the restriction in the...
We learn that the upper light expands until the malchut and fills the malchut. And after the malchut feels that she is full of the upper light, that then in the upper light she feels how much she has fulfillment. And in the fulfillment, she feels that the Creator wants to give to her and give her pleasure. And there she feels that she cannot do it, that she cannot be like him. And then a gap appears between her and the Creator, where she actually feels opposite to the host. Not that she receives something from him and he fulfills. He created me and he fulfills me. So what? Let him fulfill me. That's why he created me. But where do I feel that I am the receiver, that it's not like what he created, but beyond that, that is the question. And then she makes a restriction where she feels that she herself, that she receives and enjoys, and she has her own will to receive even more than what the host gives. That's where she feels that she receives, and that's not according to the host. The host gives the desire and the fulfillment. There's no shame on that. That's how he created me. That's the animate level. But the fact that I feel that I myself want to continue receiving and enjoying for myself, that is why I feel shame.
And from there, all the cascading is developed of all of reality?
Yes, of course. That is what invites the restriction, and that's where the system begins, where the created being wants to settle it with the Creator.
What's the difference between what develops in the created being that wants to conceal himself from the Creator and our work here?
We are after the shattering, and after everything from below upwards, we begin to grow in order to be similar to the Creator. So we have to grow from literally zero, from nothing.
That's the continuation of the work or the inversion of the work?
Everything we learn in tests is in order to build our reality and give us an opportunity to begin to ascend. That's what you have. The peace. Excerpt number 25. When all the work of bestowal upon others is based solely on the benefit of society, it is a rickety foundation. For who or what would obligate the individual to toil for a society? Yeah, I agree. On the one hand, there's nothing clearer than this. On the other hand, we see how entire nations are confused with that to this day, and they believe that they can carry out this socialistic idea on their own. There's like this deafness.
It's not deafness, because the goal is nice and good and correct, and we understand it in our mind that that should be, that everybody should be equal, and everybody should receive what they need, and everybody should give what they can to society, and by that, everything will be peaceful. This final condition state is clear, but what does he write here? That we don't have the forces in our mind, in our world, in our nature, a way to keep it, to have it exist, because our will to receive is the foundation of our nature. That's why we will never be able to implement it.
No.
This is where the other side of the question comes, which is how did the Creator take this hidden principle from them, that it needs to be for the Creator, and only that disappears from them, and because of that, everything is ruined. Everything's okay besides one hidden principle, so the Creator kind of needs to help here because they're going for a good goal, so to speak. Why doesn't nature help here?
Mister, that's the whole point. If it's not for the Creator, not just to be idealists, not just to be religious or fanatics, or if you don't work in faith above reason, you cannot keep this spiritual law. you can't. Only under the condition that you're doing this action yourself, or under the condition that you are integrating with people who are doing it and annulling towards them. One of the two.
But why this absurd situation where the Creator pushes away those who aim for equality and things, values that are similar to Him, so to speak? So now no one believes anything that has to do with these goals and these values.
That's in order to recognize the evil, for it really to be in order to bestow, otherwise it can't happen. It can't. Humanity had to go through all these states. As a student, I used to live in Leningrad, where the revolution took place. I lived, there was an old Jewish woman, I was renting a place from her, and she was one of those that organized that revolution. So she used to tell me with like burning eyes how she was already like 90 and she was all, how we did it, how we worked for it, and what didn't we do. And she used to say how she used to give out bread, you know, little rolls to every soldier who used to go on the train in order to go to the war. She stood in the train station and she used to help. And she said, from morning to night, I was out there giving out those bread rolls to each and every one. She said, I didn't even have a thought that I can take one and eat it. Even though I gave it out to everybody without any calculation. But for me to take it for myself, I was trembling from hunger and I was freezing, but nope, nothing. People were devoted. That's in order for us to understand that if it's not for the Creator, but who is the Creator? The Creator is pure bestowal. Not from the human ego, not from his desire, not from him convincing himself, and according to his desire, he wants to do it. But it has to be above his degree, above his desire, in faith, above reason. It has to take place. That's the difference. Here is a principle that if you don't do this above your nature, above the towards the Creator's nature, so it won't be a pure action. It won't succeed. Oh, so how could she give out those bread rolls? She was convinced that it's good and nice and it's worth it, and it's, so she was so convinced that she didn't take anything for herself. Just like that. And I remember her that she used to tell me the story how her face lit up and her eyes were just shining, and like she felt she was like a young girl again giving out that bread. So it can't take place from our ego, from our nature, but even though our ego above it, only in such a way, because then you're really doing a correct action of bestowal. Only then you understand the Creator, that He's in such a will to bestow. Because we think, oh yeah, the Creator is the will to bestow, so it's the will to bestow, whatever. For me, in order to get there, I have to overcome my will to receive, and then I raise myself to the will to bestow. No. Then you understand in what form He's in, and then you can't do it otherwise, but only to build the will to receive and disconnect from it, above it, And then you can reach, specifically then when you have those two desires, one and two, and you raise one towards the other, then you can truly reach the understanding what it is to be in that special nature that you are free. You are not connected to anything. You are truly in that vacant space. I don't know how to say it. We need to get there and
yeah, thank you, Rav. Rav, you said that we lack a common foundation for the whole world in order for us to discover this equality. We want to ask that what's the best way to depict this level of foundation for the world to understand what we need in order to reach the degree of love of others?
The more possible to reach faith above reason. Then we'll understand what the Creator is asking of us. What form of bestow He wants people to have. And then around that same group that reaches in order to bestow to the complete bestow, the whole world can.
Доброе утро. Я опять вот этот пример, который вы дали.
Good morning, Rob.
Булочки, которые она раздавала. Как мы?
Once again, I want to relate to that example of the woman. And how can we explain to people that our ideas are different than communists' ideas?
Тема вера, вещи, знания. Вообще, как объяснить людей? Мы
and with regards to the Congress and the topic of faith above reason, how can we explain this to people? We ourselves can't understand what that is, bestowal, true bestowal. How would you explain that to people?
First of all, we don't need to explain to people what faith above reason is. We shouldn't. We're not allowed to. They won't understand it. And they'll think we're not normal. We're not realistic. We're not standing on the ground. On the contrary, we need to speak about the will to receive, that we do understand that our matter is the will to receive, and that we have a method how to organize our life correctly and equally for people that are in the will to receive and above the will to receive, that they can rise. But actually, we're not speaking about faith above reason with any stranger, only within us, only those who are studying these lessons with us every morning. Only between us we can talk about this. If you speak about this with strangers, you will ruin them. They will think you're insane. That's why we're not allowed to do it. Our dissemination has to be only that we're drawing people to bestow, to love, to connection, and to know what spirituality is, what a spiritual system is, but not faith above reason. It's a technique. It's a practical technique that we cannot reveal. Not that we don't want to. We can't. We can't reveal it to people that aren't with us in our study.